Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and test automation engineers, and all the people in the software development process who want to create great, amazing quality software. My today's episode was recorded at Test Wars, a great testing conference in Poland. The days were full packed with great quality content, and I had a great time discussing and chatting with the Polish and the international software test community. If you haven't been here, you should definitely go to one of the next Test Wars conferences. You'll find a link to the conference in the show notes. My guest today is Konstantin Teltov. He's working in software testing for nearly 20 years and has a huge technical background, including C#, Java, JavaScript, TypeScript, and Python. So he combines testing and developing. And that's also what we talked about. We talked about design patterns in test automation and why they should be applied to test automation code, not just to productive source code. So take care of your test automation code and now enjoy the episode. And one thing I want to share with you before the episode. It's the question, do we sometimes test too much? I see this a lot with my clients. Tests run and run and run and run, but in the end they don't find any bugs. They just slow down the whole process and even unnecessarily delay the releases. That's really frustrating. And let's be real, if developers are really going for it with agentic engineering now, we need some quick feedback. If you want to know more about this, I'll suggest checking out TeamScale's free online workshop. There you'll learn four ways to find as many bugs as possible as quickly as possible. You should definitely have a look at that. You'll find more info in the show notes and under tul.fm/team. And now enjoy the episode. Hi, Costa. Great to have you on the show here.
Yes, thanks for having me, Richard.
Yeah. You're the first, my first guest today here on Test Wars in Wisla in Poland.
Yes. I like to do something early. I like to do some stuff early because, like, I'm still, like, fresh. And yeah. I can be like, I can smile and I can answer honestly a lot of things. Like,
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And you have your speech tomorrow, I think, in the program, in the agenda.
Yes. I will be speaking about test design patterns, not Playwright, not IE, but in general. I believe it's like kind of infinite topic because a lot of QAs, when they start, they need to move somewhere. They need to understand what to do. And I believe data structures and design patterns, that's something like very important to learn and to understand how to work with that.
Yeah, very important topic, and it's very good to have one episode without AI.
Yeah, true. I'm also a little bit tired, even if we need to be like, in a good shape, we need to understand how to work with AI, we still need to understand some basic core things.
Yeah, that's true. And I read your abstract in the program, and it's all about the design patterns, and so just let's grab insights into this topic. Why do we need them at first?
Okay, yeah, that's part. It will be some kind of spoiler. But anyway, so there are four things for me. It's, first of all, it's a kind of proven solutions. Mm-hmm. Yes, like we don't need to invent some wheels. Yes, we already know that we have these design patterns and we can use it. Second, it enables OOP principles. Without OOP principles, our code will look like spaghetti code. Mm-hmm. I like spaghetti, but not only for eating, yes, only as a dish. Third one, I believe it's important to have some common language with your teammates. Okay, you can tell to teammates, oh, you have a problem, you can resolve here like with builder design pattern, or you can resolve it with singleton, so you can talk. And of course, one of the most important things, design patterns support extensibility of our test automation solutions. So today we have a small one, maybe some prototype, but in the future it might be a very, very big solution that should live, even if, like, as an example, I live as designer of this solution. So, like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so a very important thing if you want to create a good test automation framework and want to scale it in the future and have a maintainable code base which you can use easily for the future too. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So what are, in your opinion, the most important design patterns we can use in test automation?
Oh, good question. Of course, everyone who starts in test automation, they basically learn page object because it's probably the most common design pattern. But I believe there are other design patterns. As an example, tomorrow I will be talking about Genkov 4 design patterns that were like published in 1994. It's already many decades ago, but it's still valid today. And I believe, like as an example, creational design patterns, these five are important. Maybe not each time, but some of them you still can use. And of course, there are other design patterns, principles, like as an example, dependency in inversion principle, which is like implemented by dependency injection. I believe this one is also important. So I cannot tell you, okay, this one important, this one not. It always depends on like current situation, what we want to do, what we want to achieve.
Mm. Yeah. So maybe we can talk about two or three of them more in detail, what they are really behind it, because the people in the podcast, they are okay. not tomorrow. in your speech. So
okay.
Maybe starting with the page object or something like that. What's behind that?
Yes. So what is the problem? When we talk about design patterns, we need to talk about some problem design pattern is also. What is the problem if we will not use page object? Yes, we will just write all selectors and all methods inside of our tests. And we might reuse these things, and it means like we will duplicate our code. And page object, it is design pattern that encapsulates our screen, our web page, to some subclasses or subclasses, yes, if we need to split it on some smaller parts. And this is probably the most common way when you build UI test automation framework to use page object design pattern. Doesn't matter what programming language, what test automation framework, so it's just common thing. So that's important. On my opinion, I also like builder design pattern. So when we separate object creation from object representation, it's like, we build a burger. So we can build cheeseburger, we can build hamburger. Sorry, guys, you probably, I hope you have eaten. you can have just this constructor in order to build what you want. And it looks very beautiful. As an example, I'm not a big fan of BDD approaches like SpecFlow, like Cucumber, but I believe when you use builder design pattern, it's like it looks very close to it and your test become very readable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of my favorite design patterns, it's facade. These design patterns act like reception. Okay, you come to some place, but you don't know where to go, or you need to initialize some similar classes. I don't know, like builders, like REST API requests, in the similar way, yes. And you don't want to repeat it each time inside of the test. So you just create one class, facade, like reception. And from this reception facade, you can go where you want. You can go to the bus, you can go to restaurant. So the same analogy for API as an example. You can go to users, you can go to customers, I don't know, orders. So you can navigate it very easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not all I like, but probably the most three I like more.
Yeah, and it helps to make better maintainable code. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, true, mm-hmm. true.
So what I hear out of that is that to treat the test automation code like a real code, which it is.
It is.
It's also important to have it a good written code space there. Yeah.
Yes. And I believe you should always to share this knowledge, to show you to teammates, to developers. It's like a common job. You don't need just to create it and overcomplicate it. Sometimes when especially you learn something new, like new design pattern, you are trying to implement it. But you always need to ask yourself, okay, if it's like suitable here, because sometimes like we want to overcomplicate or overdesign, like, you know.
Are there any design patterns which are more useful in when we do test automation because of the architecture of our test cases and assertions and this stuff? Are there some which are more appropriate for test automation than for normal code?
Yes, for sure. I mean, they appropriate both for test automation and normal code, but probably for test automation, we don't use all of the design patterns. Yes, as I said, so all creational design patterns, singleton, factory method, abstract factory, builder, and the last one, prototype. But yeah, in modern languages, probably we don't need prototype because we can copy objects already from under the hood. Some of the useful also, let me think. Yes, it's not Gov design pattern called pull object. Let's imagine we need to create a lot of objects, web drivers. Yes, like we need to create web drivers in parallel. And each time we create web drivers and each time we close web drivers. So this memory like jumps. And instead of, you know, creating it each time, we just can create a pool of these web drivers and take from the pool back to the pool and then clean up this pool in the end. So very simple. It sounds very simple, but when people don't know, you just need to show to them.
Maybe that's also the part, because sometimes a test automation engineer is grown out of a normal tester and not a developer, and and they are not really aware of this design patterns, so that they it's important for them to learn that.
It's important to have horizons. So because when we just join, when we you just start, of course, you are like maybe junior automation QA, let's call it, even if I don't like to split, but let's call it junior automation QA. And what you do usually, you just copy-paste. Yes, there are like your senior colleagues, they provide some frameworks, some templates, and you copy-paste. But of course, you need to move. You need to learn like object-oriented programming if it requires. So you need to learn, as I said, data structures. And of course, you need to learn design patterns. And my point is, I'm not planning like to show all of the design patterns that exist. Yes, my point is to show it's important, and it's still important even in era of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's true. You also mentioned in your abstract some more principles like dry and kiss. Can you explain that for our audience too?
Yes, yes. The most important principle, yes, is do not repeat yourself. Dry. So dry principle is about encapsulation. So a page object is an example. So we do not repeat finding of elements and using of web driver methods in order to manage our web browser. Yes, we just encapsulate it to some page object and we do not repeat ourselves. So we might have also some assertions that we need to repeat. So maybe it's a good think to move somewhere to some helpers, yes, or like some database calls. So all of this stuff that looks like spaghetti code, it's about do not repeat do not repeat principle. Keep it simple, a kiss, yes. So we still need to remember we do not design production project. Yes, we design tests for this project. We don't need to create tests for tests. So we that's something I already mentioned. We need do not need overcomplicate. So if we need to use design patterns only if it required, so not because we want to do it. You're gonna need it. Yes, Yogni. Also, there is principle. Trying to remember this abbreviation.
Yeah, that's good. A good rehearsal for your speech tomorrow.
yes. True. Thank you, Richard. And you're gonna need it. So do not push anything like you don't need at this moment. So just design what you need at this moment. So don't think, okay, like, of course you need to think about extensible test automation framework, but don't need to create some things, some helpers that you are not gonna use today. So just create it as framework, but do not do some implementation you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Great. So important principles we have to know. And you mentioned before the AI stuff. So we have to make one question about the AI.
Yes, for sure. I knew it.
Maybe you have experience with that creation of test automation code out with AI or with code in general. Is AI capable of this design patterns?
Yes, if we will tell them to use it. So AI is built based on prompts, yes, and it's about context. So we always need to add some context to AI. And if you will not give this context, of course, AI will not do it. But what we should remember, we still need to verify how it was done. So maybe it was overcomplicated or it was not such expected as we want. I have like very good examples. So 1 month ago, I was performing online workshop for Ukrainian people, yes. And I was talking about a generation of test automation framework from the scratch for Playwright with ChatGPT. At that moment, they actually didn't release this MCP agents. Now it's like boom, everyone is talking about it. I even was written article about it. So, and like when I was preparing to this session, it was great. But when I started this session 1 month later, it started to overcomplicate. I have paid ChatGPT, but even in this situation, it started to overcomplicate. So I needed to redesign it myself in order to show, okay, guys, sorry, this is not correct. I told to the participants, yes, we don't need to use it. So a lot of if, and like, that's example when we need to follow. But of course, AI become more powerful. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. We still need to control. Yeah. We still need to control.
I think that's a very important thing we have to take in with our code. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When I'm now a test automation engineer and start scripting, coding in this area and have some basic programming knowledge, but I don't know really this design patterns or which are good sources where I can learn this, where I can maybe see in the internet, or do you have any recommendation there?
Okay, yes, of course. First is this book. Yes, I know it was released in
a book.
yes. yes. I know, like today world of Twitch, people don't like to read books, but I still believe books are important to read, like, you know. This book definitely is a very good book. There are a lot of sites, Refactoring Guru as an example, a lot of online, even free videos on YouTube, the channel. So to start.
Are there any special books? Do you have a special book in mind?
Genko 4 Design Pattern.
Okay.
This one.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, you can watch, of course, LinkedIn Learning, Udemy, Refactoring Guru website. They have very beautiful pictures and explanation on different languages. And yeah, I believe it's a very good start. How we were doing it when I was like younger, so we just met with the colleagues in the office once per week. Mm-hmm. We were preparing some presentations and like trying to show and then resolve some practical tasks with this design pattern. So that's how we were training. So maybe you need to find also some colleagues that will push you.
Yeah, maybe a small community in the organization
can
build and they learn from each other. Yeah.
Yes. As an example, in Mezzo where I work, we built actually, thanks to my HRs, I was talking to them alone and we built QA Guild inside of our organization. And it was like first guild in our organization, but we were trying to spread some knowledge and break some bubbles inside of organization because each team can work differently and use different approaches.
Yeah. Great. So there are no excuses not to use design patterns anymore. So.
I mean, you know, people who write on JavaScript probably want to argue with me, but I still believe even in JavaScript and Python it's important to use. Maybe not all of them, but still there are some that we need to use definitely. So in other case, your code will look like spaghetti. Let's eat spaghetti in Italy. So
yeah, that's good idea. Costa, thank you very much for participating here in the interview and to share your knowledge and your inspiration on this topic. I think we have to think about all these patterns in the automation stuff more to make better code there. So thank you for your input there. And I wish you all the best for your speech tomorrow.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.